Okay, so once you receive the next image and compare it to the ones you've already collected, we'll know what it is that we found.
Ooh, perhaps it's a heliosheath scintillation.
It could be a trans-Neptunian object.
Maybe it's a new planet.
Unlikely, but it could be a dwarf planet.
As long as it has a healthy gravity and all its moons, I'll be happy.
Okay, the final image is coming in. And the object we discovered is...
Come on, Daddy needs a livable planet he can rule with an iron fist.
A medium-sized asteroid. Yeah.
That's it? How common? That's the chicken fingers on the menu of space.
I kind of like chicken fingers.
Yeah, me too. I was stuck for a metaphor.
Come on, a medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
You dream different than me.
It is kind of cute.
Yeah, it is. And you know we get to name it.
No, we better choose a name no one can make fun of. Sir Frederick William Herschel didn't do Uranus any favors.
Hi.
Hey, how did it go?
Great. Dr. Gallo is terrific. You know, I've always been insecure that no one cares about what I have to say, but she...
Yeah, no one cares. Did you help me out or not?
Okay. What I'm hearing is that you feel that I sometimes take too long to express myself, and you wish I'd be more succinct.
You're only hearing that because I cannot roll my eyes any louder.
All right, well, after we talked about my issues with my mother, nothing too deep, just how she ruined my life. Told her about you and your drug, she said she'd be happy to meet you.
Really? Oh, you're the best husband ever!
So you'll go to the Doctor Who convention with me next week?
I guess.
Oh, I actually did hear your eyes roll that time.
When was the last time Stuart cleaned this place?
No kidding. Oh, okay, I'm about to suck something up. What do you think this object sounds like?
Howie, I don't want to play Lego toenail or pill anymore. So, what do you think we should do with this room?
Well, I was thinking a home theater or a gaming room. You know, like a man cave.
Why can't it be a woman cave?
Well, as long as it has a home theater, a video game system, and you're not allowed in it, you can call it whatever you want.
I'm being serious.
What do you think we should do?
I don't know. Maybe a home office or... Oh. Look. The teddy bear steward won the night we took him to the fair.
He was so excited.
Yeah. Now, no matter how hard they tried, they could not guess his age.
I'll give it to him next time I see him.
Have you heard from him since he left?
No. I think he would have called once he got settled in.
Maybe he's busy.
Well, too busy to call? He wasn't too busy to binge-watch Hot in Cleveland with my Hulu password. What is happening? Are we missing him?
No, that's not what his feeling is. Is it?
Of course not. He drove us crazy. Like, when you were gonna make that pie and Stuart ate all the blueberries?
God. And he tried to deny it, but his teeth were all purple.
That was pretty cute.
Yeah. Ew, we are missing him!
So I was thinking, maybe we can come up with a name for the asteroid by combining our names.
Oh, that's a great idea. No, I've got it. We'll call it Cooper.
How is that both our names?
Coo from Cuthor Polly and Purr from Cooper.
So it's like Cooper with the K.
Nah, you're right, that's dumb.
Hey.
No, Leonard, great news. We discovered a medium-sized asteroid together.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm in a pretty great mood today myself.
Okay, guess we're gonna talk about you now.
Well, we are, because Dr. Gallo made me realize that I'm a worthwhile person and that my feelings matter.
I learned that for free from a cat poster, but good for you.
Okay, back to me. I discovered an asteroid, and now I get to name it.
Wait, what happened to us?
Wait, now, this isn't about us. It's about what's best for the asteroid.
What are you thinking of naming it?
No, I haven't settled on anything yet.
We haven't settled on anything yet.
Right, way to go, cat poster. You hang in there.
You know, it'd be nice. Name it after your girlfriends. Show them how much you care.
That is a great idea.
It's perfect. It appears romantic, but it's really just a rock in space that gets me out of Valentine's Day forever.
So, what were you thinking? Combine their names?
I like it. Yeah, we'll take the A.M. from Amy and the Y from Emily.
That's just Amy.
Exactly. See how well we work together?
And in double-blind studies, Plasnecks proved extremely effective in treating all kinds of anxiety. Actually, funny story. The boys in the lab were worried about getting FDA approval for Plasnecks. They started taking it. Stopped worrying.
Got it.
Do you have any questions?
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
When you made your husband pretend to be a patient so you could get access to me, what were you thinking there?
I just meant a question about the drug.
Yeah, I know what you meant. Let's put that aside for a minute and talk about why you married Leonard.
I don't wanna.
Here's a man raised by an overbearing woman who completely dominated every aspect of his formative years. Do you think he's perpetuating that relationship by seeking out a partner like you?
You know, I used to wear tank tops a lot, and that was a big selling point.
Hi, Sheldon. What's up?
Good news. You're an asteroid.
Please tell me what to say next.
Perhaps I should explain. While working with Kuthrapali, we discovered an asteroid, and I named it after you.
Oh, Sheldon, thank you. That's so romantic. But what about Rajesh? He was okay with you choosing the name?
Well, it took a little negotiating, but I wore him down. We get the asteroid, and if you and I have children, they all have to be named Rajesh.
All of them?
Even the girls.
Okay, I think I know what to say now.
How can I not sound like his mother when our entire bedroom is filled with Star Wars toys? I mean, have you ever had sex with a stuffed Wookiee watching you?
I went to college in the 70s. It was a hairier time. I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah, if anything, he's turning me into his mother. Before I did pharmaceutical sales, I was an actress. Yeah, I was pretty good. You know, girl next door type, but hot. Doable. And not only am I Leonard's mother, but we have this man-child living with us named Sheldon.
Oh, Leonard talked a lot about him. I wasn't sure if he was real.
Yeah, he's as real as the fine I get when I use too much toilet paper.
Wow, you really do have a lot on your plate.
I do. You know, Leonard's right. Talking to you is really helping.
Oh, I'm glad. You know, you might also benefit from a prescription for anxiety.
Okay, if you think it'll help. Oh, just don't make it Plasnecks. I do not need sudden fits of homicidal rage.
I miss you.
I miss you as well.
I can't believe I miss Stuart.
I guess I just miss when life was simpler.
Go, Leonard!
Girls, you decide what makes you happy, not your emotionally withholding mothers.
Go, Leonard! Go, Leonard! Go, Leonard! Go, Leonard! Go, Leonard!